going next to the Central Criminal Court, where a retired Garda sergeant has said that a thorough formal search took place of the home of Richard and Tina Satchwell in June of 2017, after Mrs. Satchwell had been reported missing 3 months previously. Richard Satchwell has pleaded not guilty to murdering his wife in March 2017. Her remains were found underneath a floor in the sitting room of the couple's home in October 2023. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell joins us. Orla, will you take us through what this retired Garda sergeant told the court about the investigation?
Well, retired Sergeant John Sharkey told the Central Criminal Court that he and other Gardaí became suspicious that something sinister or something untoward had happened to Tina Satchwell in May 2017. Now, Richard Satchwell had told Gardaí on March the 24th, 2017, that he'd gone out on the morning of March the 20th and that when he returned, she was gone along with two suitcases and €26,000. Mr. Sharkey said Gardaí had been monitoring the situation. Their concern had been rising, he said. On May the 11th, after speaking to Gardaí, Mr. Satchwell formally reported Tina Satchwell missing. And Mr. Sharkey said the Garda investigation was upgraded. There were media appeals, there were house-to-house inquiries. But all these, he said, were fruitless. So by the start of June, he said he formed the opinion that something criminal may have happened. And this was a view, he said, shared by Gardaí, more senior and more junior than he. And they got a search warrant. And on June the 7th, they called to the house at Grattan Street in Youghal to carry out a search. Now, Richard Satchwell wasn't home, but a locksmith was used to open the house and to secure it again afterwards. He was cross-examined by Mr. Satchwell's defence counsel, Brendan Grehan, and he agreed that it had been a thorough formal search of the house, he said. He said around 10 Gardaí were involved in it. He was in the house, he said, but he didn't actively participate in the operation. He said it went on, there were Gardaí at the scene for around 12 hours. It began around 7:30 in the morning and the final forensic experts left the house at around 7 o'clock that evening. And he agreed that the full Garda resources for a serious crime investigation were deployed at the house on Grattan Street.
What else, Orla, did the court hear about the search of the Satchwell home?
We then heard from Garda Cathal Whelan, a crime scenes investigator. He was based at Cove Garda station and was sent to the house to take photographs of it before the search team entered, and he stayed there while the search was underway. He described the house as a three-storey narrow building, and he said it was very untidy when he went in. He said it was untidy and unkempt. There were some dog feces on the floor. There were unwashed dishes. He described the stairs as being made of relatively new, untreated, unpainted wood. He said there was a wall at the side which was unpainted. Painted plasterboard, which again looked relatively new. Upstairs, he said, there was a bathroom which had a lot of clutter and untidiness, and the master bedroom, he said, was also untidy and there was no paint on one wall. He said in the attic there were two rooms, one contained shoes and handbags, and in the other there was a sunbed. Now, he took photographs of the house which were then shown to the jury, and the evidence will continue after lunch.
Orla, thank you indeed. That was our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell reporting from the Central Criminal Court.